Good morning, Victory Life Church. Give the Lord some praise, everybody. He is so worthy. Amen. Hey, you know, here's the deal, guys. I know we've been going through a lot of crazy mess for a long time now. A lot of people that are part of this church are going through a lot of storms. So I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about one of the storms that we see that the disciples went through. So if you could, turn with me to Mark 4, Mark chapter 4, and everybody at TV land out there, go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 35. I want to invite everybody, if you're watching this, if you're hearing this, Victory Life Church, Monday nights at 6:30 from our homes. Gather your family together. Let's all enter a time of prayer. Let's pray for our nation, pray for its leadership, pray for revival, pray for God's will to be done. But every Monday night, grab your family at 6:30, go into a room, and just spend some time with the Lord. There's much to pray about. Amen? And also, I want to encourage you to read the Bible every day. Right now, I'm going through the book of Mark. So, you know, read the book of Mark. It's an amazing book. There's so much that we can learn from it and be blessed from. God's word is so, so wonderful and so rich. Anyways, moving forward, let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that your will is going to be done with this sermon, Lord. Thank you that it's going to reach out and it's going to encourage many, Lord. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, so Mark chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 35. Let me just read through this real fast. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, this is Jesus, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and the sea and to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." So that's what we're going to read today, guys. That's what we're going to go through today. I want to encourage everybody out there. Weird times. We've never been through stuff like this, okay? God is in control. That's what we've been talking about for 9 weeks now. I believe this is the ninth week. God is in control. So we got to give our burdens to him, whatever it is, okay? So Mark 4 and verse 35, let's get going here. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." So there's a little secret in here that kind of jumped out at me earlier when I was reading this. You know, Jesus, the crowds are huge. The ministry thing is just going crazy. And Jesus says to the disciples, "Hey guys, let's get in this boat and let's go to the other side." Now, you know because of what we just read, and you probably know from way back in Sunday school, that they're going to get on that boat, they're going to get out in the middle of that inland sea, and a huge storm is going to come up on them. Okay, but here's the deal. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, just said this right here to him. So listen up. When evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." So Jesus already tells them, "Hey, we're going to go. We're going to make it through to the other side." Now, of course, when the storm picks up and everything's crazy, they probably have no recollection of him saying, "Hey, we're going to make it to the other side." It's probably the last thing in their mind. And when we go through all these crazy trials and storms, it's easy for us to forget what God's word says too. Sometimes we just want to give in to fear. Sometimes things just happen so fast, we want to give in to fear. We want to get discouraged. But I want to encourage everybody, me included, go back to the Word of God and stand on God's promises. Okay, we already know. We know because we read this story many, many times that these guys are going to get to the other side. But see, these disciples are about to be in a crazy, crazy storm. Some of them are seasoned fishermen, and they're going to be so scared. But if they would have just remembered this, they would have had some peace. God told them, "You're going to get to the other side." So, all of us, bad times, crazy times, unexpected things come up, trust in the Lord. Go back to his promises like this one. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. "When you pass through the waters," see there it is again, "when you pass through We're going to have trials. We're going to have storms. We're going to have things come up in our life that we never expected, things that we never wanted to deal with. God has allowed it. God has allowed it for what? He's allowed it for His glory, and He's allowed it for our spiritual growth. Amen? Can I get a witness this morning, guys? Okay, so when things get crazy, my foundation has got to be the Most High God. My foundation has got to be that rock. So I'm going to grab these Bible verses, and I'm going to hold on to them. When you pass through the waters, okay, every trial you're going to face, it's going to have a beginning, and it's going to have an end, okay? I don't know where you're at in the middle of your trial right now. I don't know where I'm at in the middle of my trial, but I know this. God promises a good result. God promises to get His people through to the other side. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. What a breath of fresh air, man. What an amazing blessing. If we truly believe that God tells the truth, if we truly believe that God's not lying to His people, God just said, hey, yeah, number one, you're going to have some tough times in this world. You're going to go through some crazy times, stuff that you didn't want to go through, but you will get through it, and I'm going to be with you. What a wonderful thing, beloved. When you pass through the waters, okay, I don't want to cross no raging sea, but if I got to, God's going to get me through. Can I get a witness? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Who? Your grandma? No, maybe. But the Most High God is with His people. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And check this part out. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. This isn't a new verse for us. But just as different as fire is from water, we're going to have all types of different trials, man. Some people are freaking out about the coronavirus. Some people are freaking out about their freedoms being taken away. Some people are being freaking out about stuff they have no idea what they've been freaking out about. You know, and there's a lot to worry about. But, you know, the Christian, we should have peace. Some people like coronavirus. I ain't even worried about that. I got this going on. Man, my life is falling apart, and that's just a side thing that I have to deal with, man. I've already forgot about that until I see somebody wearing a mask everywhere I go. You know what I mean? I got real problems, man. Whatever it is, whatever you're going through, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, and God is with His people. Amen? So just like when Jesus said, hey, disciples, let's go to the other side. Keep that in mind. God's going to get you through to the other side of this storm. Amen? When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Amen. What a wonderful blessing. I'm not going through it alone. I don't have to. I don't have to. My God is with me. My God wants me to lean on Him. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, oh man, what's worse? A flood or fire? What's worse? That's just God's beautiful poetic way of saying you're going to go through all kinds of crazy stuff in this world. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. That's good news. And through the flames shall not consume you. So, like Job said, we're going to have tough times. And we don't like tough times, but that's where God makes His man. So God's wanting to mature His people. God's wanting His people to be an encouragement to those that don't know Him yet. So the unbeliever should be able to see His people. The unbeliever should be able to see a Christian and say, man, how come he's not freaking out? There's something different about him. And they shouldn't think, well, hey, he's judging me. He's looking down on me. He thinks he's better than me. No, they should look at us and think, man, there's something different about that guy. His world's crazy like mine, but he's trusting in God. Something's different. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. God is good. That's all pretty much all I'm trying to say this morning. God is good. So let's go back to Mark 4 and verse 35, beloved. On that day, so they just got done with this huge, man, they're, everywhere they go, they're being followed by massive amounts of people, man. So Jesus says, get the boat. Let's go to the other side. Let's go to the other side. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them. Underline that in your Bible. They took him with them, okay? Remember, when you walk through the water, we're not alone. God is with us. It'd be a whole different ball of wax if the disciples were like, I'm going to go off and I'm going to sow my wild oats. I'm going to go do whatever I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. You know, but they're being obedient to the Lord. And God is with them. They're taking Jesus Christ with them. They're being obedient to what He said. Okay? I hope that makes sense this morning. And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them. Who's in the boat with them? Jesus is in the boat with them, man. And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. and the other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. Okay, so that's a horrible situation. Another hopeless situation, man, except there's no hopeless situation for the Christians. Let that sink in, man. What, man, Paul, you don't know about what I'm going through. My world is in shambles right now, man, and I'm just trying to do the right thing. Okay, looky here, man. Your God is in control. Your God can do the impossible. Sometimes we need to take this good advice, let go, and just be obedient to the word, man. Just be obedient to what God tells us. Amen? Okay, here we go. So this storm comes up out of nowhere. The boat's sinking, man, and the disciples are going crazy, you know? And I bet they don't even remember Jesus saying, hey, let's go to the other side. Because one thing Jesus didn't tell them is, hey, we're going to the other side, but some of you ain't going to make it. And I ain't saying who, Peter, you know. He didn't say that, man. He said, we're going to the other side. Okay, beloved, just like in Isaiah, God is with us, and we will get through the other side. We will get to the other side of your storm. Can I get a witness? And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat. That's bad news. That's scary. So that the boat was already filling up. Say, I ain't no sailor. I ain't never been in the Navy. I ain't never been in the Coast Guard. I ain't never been in none of that stuff. But I know this, man. I do know this much, man. A bunch of water in a boat ain't a good deal, man. You know? So the boat was sinking, all right? And these seasoned fishermen, you know, maybe the ex-tax collectors were freaking out a little bit more than the seasoned fishermen, but I bet at this point right here, I bet the seasoned fishermen, who the ex-tax collectors and everybody was watching to see if it was cool, the seasoned fishermen start freaking out, and everybody's freaking out, and but God's in control. Can I get a witness? Okay, who's in the boat with them? Jesus is in the boat with them. Joshua 1:9, check it out. Have I not commanded you? Okay, this is Joshua taking over for Moses. Moses has done passed away, and Joshua's got this huge burden on him. But God meets with him, and God says, listen, Moses is gone, but I'm not leaving you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Okay, let me try and get this point to you. Let me try and drive this home. God doesn't play favorites, man. And God loves his children, and God wants his people to have peace. So here you are going through a huge crisis, a huge situation. Listen, Jesus Christ is right there with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Therefore, you don't have to be full of fear. Therefore, you don't have to be going crazy like everybody else. Amen? Even when you can't figure out what's going to happen tomorrow. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about tomorrow. Trust in the good Lord. He'll make a way where there is no way. Can I get a witness? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Have I not commanded you? This is the Lord God talking to Joshua. Being stern here, man. I got something for you to do. I need you to be calm. I need you to be cool-headed. I need you to be courageous, bro. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. Well, that's easy for you to say. You're God, no, I'm not. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that's the difference between us and the rest of the world. Even Moses said, you know, I can go anywhere with you, but I ain't going nowhere without you. Because that's the difference between us and the world. We have the Most High God with us. And he'll never leave us or forsake us. So we need to be obedient to him. We need to follow him. Can I get a witness? Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Thank you, Jesus. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. Big problem, unforeseen, unsuspected by the disciples. I never thought that was coming. They were having a great day, man. Let's go to the other side. They're out there. Huge storm comes up. But he was in the stern asleep. Who was in the stern asleep? Jesus was taking a nap, man. The older I get, I got to be honest with you. When I was preparing this sermon and I was reading about Jesus taking a nap, I was like, man, there ain't nothing better in the world than a good nap. You know, and the older I get, the more I love sleeping. You know, but it's hard to sleep, man, unless you have peace. You know, and Jesus is in perfect peace. You know, sometimes sleep can be so elusive because your mind won't shut down because you're freaking out about a million things. You know, but look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ knew that his destiny was not for him to be at the bottom of that lake. He knew that he had something to do. Guys, I want to tell you this, and I hope you take it to heart. It's the truth, man. It's the gospel truth that Christians, God's people, We are indestructible until the good Lord calls us home. We are indestructible until God says, I'm done with you. It's time to get your reward. So we do not have to live in fear like someone that does not have that promise, that someone that doesn't trust in the Most High God. We know that our God tells the truth. We know let God be true and every man a liar. We know our God's not going to let us down. We know that we've let him down plenty, okay? But our God, we're in a covenant relationship with him, and he's not going to let us go. Okay, so we're in a crazy situation, whatever it might be, and God says, you know what? Hold on to me. Hold on to my promises. Okay, you can't see the shore from here, but we're going to get there. We're going to get to the other side, okay? This is just a temporary thing. Your problem, your trial, your storm, whatever it is, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. And like I said weeks ago, focus on what you know. Focus on what you know, and don't be distracted or discouraged about the things you don't know, okay? So what do we know? My God's faithful. He's with me. He's not going to leave me or forsake me, okay? This situation is for his glory. This situation, whatever it is, it's for my growth, for my maturity. And that's half the battle, because we don't like problems. We don't like hard times, you know, but that's God's preferred method. Let's be honest. That's God's preferred method to mature his people, okay? So here we are, a group of folks, and God's growing us up and maturing us because time is short and he needs his soldiers out there doing his work. He doesn't need a church full of people that are just freaking out and scared. He needs people that are standing up, that are trusting in him, that can be a light leading people to Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? All right. Verse 38. But he was in the stern asleep on the cushion. Doesn't that sound cool? Jesus just sleeping in the boat. All this craziness is going on. How in the world can he be sleeping? He knew before he ever got in that boat. He knew that storm was coming. We're talking about the second man of the Trinity here. We're talking about the creator of the universe. Nothing gets him off guard. He was able to sleep. And you can almost even kind of just imagine, you know, hearing that thunder off in the distance, and the disciples ain't even paying attention to it. They're looking at the seagulls and the waves and all that. And Jesus is sleeping. Here's a little bit of thunder. He's like, oh, yeah. These guys are about to freak out. That's okay. God is good. God's with them. Who's in the boat with them? Jesus is with them. But he was in the stern asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Okay, that's super, super cool. Now, when we go through these crazy times, don't think for a second that you can handle it on your own. Okay? Because you're going to go through some crazy trials because God wants you to realize, hey, there's things in this world that are bigger than you. There's things in this world where you're going to have to lean on him. That's how God's going to mature us and grow us up, man. We got to trust in him. So he's not always going to let you go through something that's like, well, I can have this wrapped up by dinner time. You know, yeah, that's fine and dandy. Okay, you're going to have stuff like that. But I'm talking about the Most High God is going to let you go through some crazy stuff. I'm talking about the furnace of affliction where God makes his man. He's trying to purify his folks, man, mature us. Amen, right? But he was in the stern asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? You ever asked that question to God? Have you ever been like, God, don't you even care about what I'm going through? You know, it's not fair, God, that these people that sit on this side of the church, they got everything going for them, man. Their kids are well-behaved. They got all the good debit card rates and all that stuff, and I'm just making stuff up. But it's easy for us, you know, to look at other people and say, God, you play favorites. God, don't you even care about what I'm going through? God totally cares about what you're going through. First of all, God doesn't play favorites, okay? Well, let me read this. Look at Matthew 10. Check this out, guys. Matthew 10 and verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Talking about some tiny little birds right here that were sold for a tiny, tiny bit of finances, okay? Little tiny birds that we wouldn't think much about that were sold for almost no money at all. Okay, but does God think about these birds? Does God care about these birds? Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? Okay, so God cares about the little bitty birdies, man. God cares about the birds, man. He cares about the bumblebees and the bunny rabbits and the baby deer and all that stuff, man. Okay, well, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? Well, check it out, man. Well, let me enjoy some of this delicious spring water. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Are not one of them, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. God is taking track of the little bunny rabbits and the bees and the birds. Verse 30. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. God knows the number of hairs on your head, man. Okay. He's really, really involved, man. He really, really loves you, man. Isn't that cool that God cares that much about us, that he knows how many hairs you have on your head? That just blows my mind, man. I mean, why would you even think about that, God? He just cares that much. He knows everything about us. And every single, okay, maybe this will make sense. Every single tear you have ever cried, he has been right there with you. Okay, your tears are in his bottle, man. That's how much he loves you. And that just, I mean, talk about blowing your mind that you have not been alone. When you felt like you've been abandoned by God, okay, and you're going through that hard time and you're crying out to him, you know what? Those tears, they never hit the floor, man. They never hit the floor. They're in his bottle. That's how precious you are to him. Okay, but even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Verse 31, this is where the rubber meets the road. Fear not. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Okay, that's the deal. Jesus is like, you know what? I love the little birds, man. I take care of the little birds. Okay, and I know how many hairs you do or you don't have on the top of your head. And you know what? If I love the little birds, don't you think that you are way more valuable to me than them little birds? True statement, man. I mean, that's not very politically correct. That's not very popular right now. But guess what? Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. You're more valuable than the little birds or the bunny rabbits. I hate to break it to you. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Look at your neighbor, okay? Look at your kids if you're at home and say, hey, I'm more valuable than the bunny rabbits, man. God knows what I'm going through, and God loves me. He cares about me. Some of us just need to hear that, man. God cares about you. He really, really cares about you. Okay, let's get back to our story. Verse 39. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. Man, that had to be an awesome thing to see, right? You think you're going to drown. Everything's crazy. You went from a beautiful sunny day looking at the birds and hanging out with Peter, James, and John and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, this huge storm comes up. The waves are coming into the boat. The boat's starting to sink. And you're like, Jesus, don't you even care about what I'm going through? Don't you see what's going on here? And we already know Jesus totally cares about what you're going through. And he'll let you go through some really scary times, but that's so we run to him and trust in him. That's where the victory is. Some of these things in our world are way too big for us. Okay, we need to realize that. I can't do this on my own. I need the Lord. And he's like, yes, you do. I'm right here. Let's do this. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Man, that would be super, super cool. Wind and waves and then just glass. Totally calm. The boat just settles down. Everybody looks at each other like, wow, man. Wow, far out. I can't believe this. I cannot believe what just happened. I thought I was going to die. But I cried out to Jesus, and Jesus made a way where there is no way. There's a blessing in that for us, guys. Trust in God, no matter how crazy it looks. Okay? Well, maybe you're dealing with some crazy consequences of some of your actions. Hey, God's not going to leave you or forsake you. God might be teaching you a lesson like he's teaching us all a lesson, but he's not going to leave us or forsake us. Amen? Maybe you're just dealing with a bunch of crazy stuff because we live in a world where a bunch of crazy stuff happens to people, man. God says, I'm not going to leave you. Run to me. Trust in me. Like these kings we've been talking about, man, trusting in God. Hopeless situations. There's no hopeless situation for the believer. Can I get a witness? Okay, now what's cool about this is this trial, this particular trial, on demand, went away. Jesus, like, peace be still. Boom, end of the trial. Everything's calm, everything's cool. Now that doesn't always happen to us, does it? But we still got to trust in the Most High God. You know, because God can do that. And I've been in situations where I've cried out to the Lord, and just like that, man, boom, gone, problem solved. Phone call happened, whatever needed to happen, happened, man, and just peace. God, you are so good. But he doesn't always do that, man. And that's his prerogative, man. What is he trying to teach us? You know, sometimes, man, we just have to trust in him no matter what. Okay? Because he won't always just yank you out of that trial, man. Sometimes he needs you to go through that trial. And James says, if you need wisdom, and talking about trials, James says, if you need wisdom, ask him. Okay, we're going to go through a storm, and I hope your world's peachy and perfect right now. But if it is or if it isn't, you need to get in this good book right here, because the answers that you're going to need are in this book. You need wisdom, we need to ask him, and we need to expect it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Hey, let's go to the next slide, guys. He said to them, okay, so Jesus just calms the water. Disciples like, wow, man, I thought we were going to die. Peter, you were freaking out, man. Was not. Peter, you were totally freaking out. Was not, man. Yeah? Trusting in God's what we got to do. Can I get a witness? Mark 4, verse 40. Mark 4, verse 40. He said to them, why are you so afraid? Wow. Okay, so here's the deal, man. The storm's over, but then Jesus looks at them and says, hey, guys, what's up, man? Why are you guys so afraid? But think about this. The disciples have already seen a lot of crazy miracles happen. You know, and they did exactly the right thing. They ran to the Lord and said, Jesus, we need you. But see, they thought, they don't remember this part? Don't you even care that we're dying over here? Don't you even care that we're drowning? Okay, guys, beloved, listen. Do not think for an instant that your God has abandoned you just because you're going through a hard time. Okay, this is really where your relationship really begins to grow, and you go to that next level with the Lord when you're going through those hard times, man. He becomes so real and valuable to you. Man, let's be honest. We don't pray like we pray when we're in a hopeless situation. And we don't like to be in those hopeless situations, but that's when we reach out to God, and that's when God is so faithful to us. You know, he will not leave you or forsake you. So, you know, the good Lord, Jesus Christ, says to him, you know, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? What about all the crazy stuff you've already seen me do, guys? I want you guys to ask yourselves that question. Everybody at home, everybody in TV land, whether you see this a year from now or tomorrow morning or whenever you happen to see this, why are we so afraid all the time? Why do we get freaked out? I'm talking to Christian folks right now. Why do we get so fearful when we know God's promises and we know he's been faithful to us in the past? We have to trust in him. You want to save ourselves some unnecessary pain? You know what I mean? Of freaking out and just being super stressed out and being grumpy? Trust in what God says. Trust in his promises. Because he don't lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. Okay? The newsman said this, Pastor Paul. Well, okay, that's fine. That's dandy. Okay, but I'm trusting in the Most High God. Some people will trust in the newspaper man. Some people trust in chariots. But I'm trusting in the Lord. My God has the ultimate say. Okay, he's in control. Can I get a witness? He said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear. Man, that would be scary. You know, Jesus getting on to you. You ever had Jesus get on to you? You ever read the Bible and be like, oh man, I need to work on that, man. Well, no, I thought I was right, but the Word of God says I was wrong, man, that I was being selfish, that I need to be obedient to this Word. Doesn't feel good. But you can't plead ignorance once you know. So when we see what the Lord is pointing out to us, we need to work on it. All God's people said, ouch. Yeah, amen. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this? Who is this guy? Who is this? Well, he is a guy. He is the Son of Man, but he's also the Son of God. He is 100% man, but he's also 100% God. What you are hanging out with, guys, you are hanging out with the Messiah, okay? And that same Messiah is our big brother. That same Messiah has given us access to the Father. That same Messiah died on the cross so we could live forever. We are blessed people. And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now think about that. Like I said a minute ago, yeah, God can grab you and pull you right out of that trial. And he does do that, but he doesn't always do that. You know, once again, think about the three Hebrew children. God needed them to go through that fire, but God was with them when they went through that fire. Okay? And I'm sure they would have been fine with not going in that fire at all, but they learned something awful, awful awesome about God's awesome faithfulness through the storm, through the fire, when you walk through the fire, I'll be with you. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Let me read Psalms 121 and verse 4. Check this one out. This is who is in the boat with us. This is who we are doing life with. Amen. And this is for the Christian. But see, we're blessed. If we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we've been obedient to that call and we've accepted him as our Lord, we're blessed because we'll never go through anything alone. And he, 2 Peter says he's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. What we need to do what God needs us to do, he's already made provision for us. So we don't have to be fearful. But real fast, let me talk to the person that's on the fence right now about accepting Jesus Christ. Okay, maybe you've just stumbled onto this thing or whatever on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you happen to see it. Or maybe you're just like, man, I don't know. I don't know about this Jesus thing. I'm telling you. You can't plead ignorance. You've heard the gospel now. You've heard it. You know. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all right, you got to do that. Okay, because the whole world, we have all fallen short. All of us, we've all blown it. We've all broken God's law. Romans 3:23, we've all broken God's law. And the wages of our sin, just doing what we do, is eternal damnation, eternal separation from our Lord and Savior. So, but if you accept Jesus Christ, and that's all you have to do, you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You have to realize I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior. And you repent of your sins and ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Boom, you're saved. You're in a family. And you can have all these blessings, man, to know that you will never be alone, that your God is with you, that he gives strength to the weary, that he increases the power of the weak. And when we leave here, it's going to get so good. And while we're here on this journey, he wants us to have peace and joy and be there for everybody else. And you don't have to go through this life alone. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Psalm 121 and verse 4. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. Whoever keeps Israel, man, I'm not a Hebrew, man. I'm not a Jew. I'm a Gentile with a smile, man. Look, man, this is talking about God's people. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you are God's people. Now, think about that, okay? I am God's child, okay? And I can rest even in the middle of a storm. I can have peace in my heart even when everything around me is falling down. Even when I don't even know what really is going on, I can have peace because my God does know what's going on. And this is what he says to me. This is what he says to his people. Behold, he who watches over Rachel Jean will never slumber nor sleep. Man, isn't that awesome, man? You don't have to be full of fear. You can sleep like a bunny rabbit. You can sleep like a baby. You can sleep, man, because your God is vigilant over you. Amen. That's cool, man. That's super cool. Behold, he who keeps Israel will never slumber nor sleep. See, the rest of the world can't say that, man. The person following the false religion, the false God, they can't say that. But we can say that, man, my God, nothing slips by him. And if he's allowing me to go through this, it is for a reason, man. And there's something good's going to come out of it. Amen. Give him some praise. Let me do this. Proverbs 17:17. Let's do this real fast. Super good verse. A friend loves at all times. Is that true? A friend loves at all times. A friend might not always like what you do, but we're talking about a friend is faithful. And Jesus is saying, I'm that type of friend that it doesn't matter if you do something stupid, man. I still love you. I still love you. We got to work some stuff out, but I still love you. Okay? It doesn't matter how cool you ain't no more. He still loves you. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. That's our God. That's Jesus Christ. That's who we're in the boat with. We didn't want to be in this storm. I didn't want to be in this storm. Everything was going smooth, man, in early February, whatever. You know, all is good. But here I am in the middle of this turbulent craziness. Well, guess what? I got a friend that sticks closer to me than a brother. I got a friend that says, this is what I'm here for, man. I'm not here just for the good times, man. I'm here for the tough times, too, man. We're going to get through this together. Lean on me. Lean on me. Okay. That's one. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, closing up shop here. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. This is the verse that you guys must remember. Write this down if you're at home. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Memorize it. Put it in your heart. Do what you got to do. Get a tattoo of it. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear not. Well, it sounds just like Joshua 1:9. Fear not. Why? Because, man, I'm not alone. Fear not, for I am with you. What a wonderful thing for us to grab a hold of. I'm not alone. Well, who's with you? Jesus is in the boat with me, man. I'm not alone. God is with me. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Wow. My God is the real God, and my God, who happens to be the real God and not a fake God, is with me, and he just told me, don't be fearful. You know what I'm saying? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Well, you see that? I don't have to be fearful because God's with me and he's the real God and he's my God and he will give me what I need. I need to lean on him. Amen? He will give me what I need. Don't be stressed out about next week. Trust in God. Amen? I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Huh? So here's the deal. Disciples are in the boat. Guess what? Jesus told them, we're going to get through the other side. And guess what? He didn't lie to them. He wasn't playing a trick on them. They made it to the other side. So maybe you're in the middle of a storm right now. Maybe you're just starting a storm. Maybe you don't know what's going on. Well, you can know this. Your God is with you, and we can trust in him because he's going to give us what we need to get through to the other side. So put your trust in the Most High God. Father God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we ain't a fearful bunch of folks, but we're trusting in you, Lord, because we know that you're faithful to your word, that you don't lie. We love you. Thank you for just pushing us out of that comfort zone to be that encouragement to somebody this week. And your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.
Everybody pray Monday, 6:30 p.m.